Hey guys, how's it going? I know it's been a while since I've done a last episode, but with holiday season and I have my own personal stuff going on, it's been difficult to make a new one. But I just woke up and I was like, you know what? Why not? Let me just do this. And I want to thank you guys for listening. And as we come into the new year, I just want to say something really quick. I really do appreciate everybody who views my stories, my episodes, my podcast, because it's kind of a release for me, just to talk about BPD. God knows I have spammed my friends with enough BPD stuff and my Instagram story and my Facebook feed and everything. So I guess I come here as like a last resort so I can just vent and just let go of all my BPD just for a second and just try to make sense of it as I talk and rant and rave and ramble, you know? So I just want to thank you guys for listening. I really do appreciate it. And as per usual, please hang tight for about 30 seconds. We're gonna have a quick little ad. And then we'll get on to the ramblings. And this episode is going to be about age regression, not in a sexual way. No, this isn't a BPD way. This is like in a trauma coping way. So we're just going to talk about that for a second. So age regression is pretty common, actually, for those who have schizophrenia, schizoaffective disorder, PTSD, borderline personality disorder, even people with dementia, they tend to have like age regression. So and psychotic disorders as well, I do believe, I think. But anywho, so it's pretty common, and it is again in no way sexual. Obviously, there are we're not here to talk about that, but there are people who prefer it in that way. But so why do we age regress? Well, it's oftentimes it can be purposeful, but majority of times it's unconscious, and it's a defense mechanism. It's kind of a way that we cope. So for example, I know I always bring up my ex as an example, but of course, that is the one relationship that I've had that I actually realized, oh, I have mental illness, and it did ruin my relationship, and I overthink it, and so I just these are just things that I've realized. So I'm sorry for always bringing up my ex, but here we go. So for example, with my ex, whenever they said they could not make it, or they had to cancel, or let's see, what's like when they broke up with me, that's a really big one. Or like right before they broke up with me, they said they wanted to go on a break. Or whenever I was really confronted with anything, I would kind of regress. I'm not really sure to what age. It wasn't like I was sucking my thumb or anything, although some people do that when they age regress. But we'll get to that later. It was my coping tool to deal with confrontation and abandonment. Many times it wasn't actual abandonment, it was just perceived that way, or I was just scared that it would lead to abandonment. It was just like a klaxon going in my brain, you know? That's how it is for me. My ex, I think, saw my age regression as manipulation. Like I was trying to manipulate them to and guilt them into staying with me whenever I would. I would also become pretty nonverbal. I would stutter a lot. I used to have a stutter when I was younger, so that's how it is for me. I just kind of go back. I would usually grab you know, a pillow, a stuffed animal, whatever, and just hold it for comfort. I would go nonverbal, and yeah, it was usually whenever I got confronted by them or denied, you know, something that I felt like I really needed at the time, like company, or of course during the breakup as well. But yeah, so that's how it is for me. However, there are other things. Some people suck their thumbs, some people start whining. You know, it's anything that you think a little kid would do. And, you know, I would like to say, just as a quick little side note, BPD is already seen as something like a younger child. Like, we're seen to have temper tantrums and, you know, our mood swings and all that type of thing, or just emotional instability. And, you know, I guess that is kind of like a younger thing, but you know what? We can't help it. We got the, oh gosh, what's it called? Well, we got the part of our brain that's underdeveloped that regulates emotions. And we also have our trauma. So, you know, people who call us, you know, I can't think of the word right now. Oh my gosh, why can't I remember the word? I'm so sorry, guys. It's not insecure. It's not unstable. It's immature. There we go. Immature. People call us immature, like toddlers in an adult body. You know, they have maybe more truth in them what they know they're talking about, if you guys age regress. But, you know, also that's really, they have no right to say that, and if they say that, then that's just extremely cruel, and yeah. So, evaluate your relationship with them. but anyway, yeah, so, there are, like, other people age regress in different ways, so they can, you know, do all the stuff I said previously. They can latch on to someone, and that person becomes their caregiver, which that is also seen in a very, like, you see that in sexual situations as well, but, you know, it's not always sexual, it's not, especially for this type of age regression, you know, it is trauma related, it is a coping mechanism, it is a way to flee to a younger time when everything was fine, or everything, you thought everything was fine, and, that's why it happens, really, and, it's usually, like I said before, it's usually, pretty, unconscious that we do that. We don't mean to do it, we don't purposely do it, however, psychiatrists and therapists and all that, they sometimes will, like, with hypnosis therapy, they will try to get you into that younger state of mind, because unfortunately, most of the time, well, no, fortunately, we block out our trauma. We kind of forget about it. So for therapy sessions, psychiatrist sessions, sometimes they try to bring up those memories so that you can talk about it and work through it. And the only way to get there is sometimes through a younger state of mind. So that's why some people do it purposely. I don't do it on purpose, and I've only age regressed in front of, my ex, because it's someone that I trusted wholeheartedly, someone I felt so comfortable around, so, you know, I wouldn't age regress in front of, I don't know, some random person at work, right? So, yeah. So that's about it for this episode. You know, there's not a lot to talk about. I already brought my ex, which seems to be a tradition in each and every episode. so, yeah, that's about it. Not much to ramble on. I will say, however, when you have regressed, it makes you more susceptible to things, to people's reactions. You might be a little bit more gullible, a little bit more emotional. So, you know, you just want to watch out. You want to make sure, like, if you can't control age regression, make sure you do it in a safe environment. And
if you can't control it, but you realize that you have age arrest and you want to go to a safe environment, you know, be with someone that you feel safe with, which, and you might be more comfortable being alone at that time, you know, whatever. But yeah, just make sure you stay safe. And yeah, that's about it for this. Again, it is completely okay. It's completely normal. It's just a symptom that of BPD and other mental illnesses that is not really talked about. So yeah, here we go, bringing awareness, which is the whole point of this podcast. So yeah, you're not alone. And hang in there, you got this. It might feel like you're crazy, and you know, maybe we are a little bit, but that's okay, because everyone's a little bit crazy and no one's normal. So yeah, I just hope you guys have a happy new year. Screw 2021. It has been the worst year of my life personally, and hopefully 2022 brings new beginnings and new happy things for everybody who's listening. So I'll see you guys around. Bye. Peace out. I don't know why I said that, but bye.